Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for gathering here this afternoon to celebrate someone truly extraordinary, Kristen Crowe. Can you feel the love in this room? Kristen, you do that. Your very presence uplifts us, inspires us, and reminds us of the power of kindness and love. Each year, the YMCAs across Canada come together during YMCA Peace Week to celebrate peace in our communities and reflect on the ongoing efforts to build peace within and beyond our YMCA walls. For us, peace is not simply the absence of violence or conflict. True peace is a continuous collective effort, an effort to nurture fairness, inclusion, empathy, security, and respect for diversity. When we live by these values through our everyday actions, we contribute to building a better world for all. During YMCA Peace Week, we honor those who have made significant contributions to this work. We take a moment to reflect on how each of us can improve our own efforts in fostering peace. The YMCA Peace Medal recognizes individuals who, without seeking recognition or reward, demonstrate a steadfast commitment to the values of peace. Their contributions can be local, national, or even international, but their impact is always profound. The Peace Medal has a rich history, beginning in 1987 with a small group of volunteers and staff at the YMCA of Fredericton. Since then, over 2,000 individuals across Canada have been recognized for their dedication to peace building. Today, we are thrilled to welcome Kristen into this distinguished group of peace builders, some of whom are in this room, including Sam Brady, Shandy Davis, Mark Phillips, Cassandra and Chris Bond, although Chris isn't here, Liz and Eric Leighton, and Golden Tom Lafferty. I hope I haven't missed any other Peace Medal recipients. You are a true beacon of light. There are certain people who walk into a room and their energy fills the space, radiating warmth and positivity. You are one of those rare individuals. The moment you step into a room, as if the atmosphere itself brightens. You have the incredible ability to lift up the spirits of those around you simply by being yourself. The joy you bring to others is unmatched. And it's not just your infectious smile or your laughter, though both are contagious. It's your genuine, caring heart. You bring joy not just with what you say, but with how you are. It's said that people are drawn to others who make them feel better about themselves. Kristen, you do that effortlessly. Whether it's through your thoughtfulness, your compassion, or just the way you listen and truly see people around you, you make everyone feel valued. Your kindness has a ripple effect on everyone you meet. You truly make this world a better place with every action, every word, and every smile. Let us take a moment to acknowledge the strength behind your light. Kristen, you have faced challenges in your life that would break most people. Serious hardships and struggles that would bring anyone else to their knees. And yet you stand tall. You've never broken. You've never let those challenges take away your spirit. Instead, you have risen stronger and more resolute than before. A testament to your character, your resilience, and your unwavering faith in the goodness of life and people. You taught us that even in the face of adversity, you can choose joy, you can choose kindness, and you can choose love. In all the time I've known you, I've never heard you say a bad word about anyone. And I mean that. You simply don't entertain negativity or gossip. If anyone attempts to engage you in that type of conversation, you will have none of it. You know that such things only take up space and time that could be spent enjoying the present, lifting others, and focusing on what truly matters. It's one of the many lessons you have impacted on all of us, including me. Don't waste the energy on negativity. Choose love, choose kindness, and choose joy. Kristen, you teach us to live with love in our hearts and kindness in our actions every single day. You remind us that life is too short not to appreciate each other, to support each other, and to bring joy wherever we go. Your presence is a gift to all of us, and I know I speak for everyone in this room when I say that we are all better for knowing you. So today, as you receive the YMCA Peace Medal, we honor you not just with what you do, but for who you are. You are an inspiration. You are a reminder that we all have the power to make the world a brighter place simply by being kind, by caring for others, and by showing up with joy in our hearts. I'm in the midst of reading a book called The Atomic Habits, a book recommended to me by Lorraine O'Quinn, a friend of Kristen's, and a book I believe Kristen has read. When Lorraine recommended the book to me, she indicated chapter 2 was especially good. Chapter 2 speaks to the idea that habits are tied to the identity. What kind of identity do you want for yourself? What kind of person do you want to be? How do you want people to see you? Once you establish your identity, it can assist you with changing your everyday habits in order to become the person you wish to be. So an example of this in a small way might be, I decide I want to eat healthier. So next time I go to a restaurant, I'll look at the menu and I can ask myself, what would a person who wants to eat healthy order? Or what if I want to be a person that is truly kind and caring to others? If I want to bring joy and inspiration to others, then I can ask myself, what would Kristen Crow do? Kristen, thank you for the constant source of light you have in all of our lives. Thank you for being my friend. You embody the spirit of peace and kindness in ways that words cannot fully capture. Congratulations, and may you continue to inspire us all. If you could please come forward to accept your peace.